the SDLP MLA Daniel McCrossan and the former UUP MLA Danny Kennedy. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Danny, your thoughts first of all on what you heard there.
Well, I think you hear from Colin, as we heard from Alan Black yesterday, the raw emotion that has been created around us. And, you know, let me say, it's 42 years exactly the day of the funerals of the victims of King's Mills.
Yeah.
This is really an anniversary weekend. This is a weekend which is dreaded every year in the village of Bessbrook and the surrounding area of South Armagh. And the pain and the hurt is very raw. There is raw emotion. And yet, with a great degree of dignity, the families and the sole survivor have managed to come through this. I mean, this is deplorable.
You've represented, Danny, the families for many years. So you've already said, you know, this is all, of course, a difficult time of year. Yeah. We talked to Colin about grieving and going through that process, and none of us really come completely through it. You learn to deal with it. But this, you know, as it's been seen by many, such a slap in the face that people will just, they'll really question the thinking behind it when it comes to one of our elected representatives.
I think this is medieval in its cruelty. I mean, it really is. The actions of Barry McAuliffe and even those of Martina Mueller to retweet. We've heard the public response from victims and victims' family, like Alan Black, like Colin Wharton. I saw yesterday in a private message on social media, the daughter of one of the men murdered at King's Mills said, and she said this, "The pain of that day is engraved on my soul." And that's how yeah. deep this runs.
Of course. One of the Ulster Unionist councillors, Chris Smith, he said that he's reported MP Barry McAuliffe to the Common Standard Committee, as well as reporting him to the PSNI. What do you think should happen next, Danny, in relation to, you know, his position as an MP and then that report to the PSNI?
Well, I think I've been encouraged and gratified by the huge response, the widespread revulsion that people have expressed about the actions of Barry McAuliffe and Martina Mueller. And over 23,000 people, the last time I looked at it, have petitioned the Parliamentary Commissioner for Standards, Catherine Stone. And I have to say, a great many people have been in contact with me directly, nationalist people, Catholic people, who are seriously offended.
And what action should they take, Danny?
Well, I think the actions are clear for the Standards Commissioner. It looks as if Sinn Féin are attempting to reduce the collateral damage to them as an organisation, and there may well be developments later today with McAuliffe. And we'll have to wait and see that. But I think we are in such territory that McAuliffe and those who seek to defend him, they should be ashamed of themselves. And I think he's particularly unfit for public office.
Daniel McCrossan, we've heard a lot of criticism of Barry McAuliffe this morning, and a lot many will see or perceive will hang on this meeting this afternoon with Sinn Féin. You know, I guess it's difficult for people not in political parties to understand the process, what happens inside these types of machines. What do you think will happen today when he meets with the rest of Sinn Féin?
Well, before that comes, it's important to consider each and every word that was shared very heartfeltly and very real and rawly by Colin on the radio this morning, and also Alan Black, as it has been referred there by Danny. This is something truly shocking, horrific action, unjustifiable and indefensible by Barry. And when you consider the finer detail and you actually sit down and think about the timing and the date, it's very hard to come to a conclusion that this was anything but deliberate. And I would sincerely hope that this was not a deliberate action by a man that is in a significant position of influence.
Well, he says he didn't realise, Daniel. He says it was, well, he's suggesting it was a complete coincidence. He walked into the shop, he decided to pick up an item and put it on his head. He happened to pick bread, he happened to pick that brand, and he happened to do it minutes into the 42nd anniversary of a massacre where 10 people were murdered.
Well, what are the odds of that happening? If I was a betting man, I'd tell you that would be a very different outcome. I can tell you that Barry and all the things that he's done on social media, some things have went too far. This in particular has went much too far. As a community right across Northern Ireland, particularly in my constituency in West Tyrone, we are united in our anger and our shock and horror of what has happened. And people are rightly up in arms in relation to it and are rightly asking, first of all, for the apology, which in fairness Barry has given, we acknowledge. But we also need that explanation to be fully put out there by Sinn Féin and the party leadership, particularly Michelle O'Neill, to articulate exactly where Sinn Féin stand on this.
Yeah. Yet to hear from Michelle, Daniel. No idea where the party leader in the North, where Michelle O'Neill stands on this. Does Barry McIlduff still have her confidence? We have no idea. Perhaps we'll find out later on. In my view,
Vinnie, just on that, Sinn Féin have already failed because they haven't dealt with this sooner. We are now days into this situation, and as Danny has rightly said, this is a weekend that is very difficult for many victims out there, not just for the families of the people who are directly impacted, but right for everybody right across Northern Ireland, because this harrowing incident is etched across each and everyone's memories. And for Barry to do what he did and the position that he is in is completely unjustifiable.
Just that timeline you mentioned there, Daniel, this, so people have an understanding, it was posted late Thursday night, early actual Friday morning, so a few minutes into Friday, which was the anniversary, and then it was then taken down 35 hours later on the Saturday, and Sinn Féin say that they were, when they were made aware of the post on Saturday morning, we contacted Barry and he removed the post from Twitter and Facebook simultaneously. So once again, you could read from that that regardless of the reaction he had got online for 35 hours or at least 24, you know, he hadn't saw fit to remove that post either of them on Facebook or Twitter until his party contacted him on Saturday morning. And, you know, I would read from that statement that he removed it as a result of being contacted by the party. Daniel, when you think of Sinn Féin, do you think that they will be embarrassed internally? But when we think of their rights, equality and respect campaign, do you think that the contrast is so bitter? Do you think they will actually be embarrassed within?
I think this has done Sinn Féin, and in particular Barry McIlduff, incredible damage. It has discredited his position and the party, and unless they act very quickly, which they should have already done at this stage, there's going to be very little ground for them to come back on. And also, there needs to be that explanation put out there, and I can't stress that enough, because people need to understand how Barry McIlduff ended up in a garage on the time, on the date, and with that loaf on his head, because there's no explanation to justify it. But we also need to understand the sense of hurt that this has caused right across each and every community here, not only just in West Tyrone or right across Northern Ireland, but people are actually in complete shock that an MP could do such a thing and do it in a way that he felt was joking.
Okay.
I think the other thing, Vinnie, that is important, irrespective now of the fate of McIlduff, and it would appear that Sinn Féin are going to hang him out, but irrespective of that, there is the issue that Sinn Féin, a party that talks much about respect and equality, they don't and they won't condemn the King's Mills atrocity. And they, with others, and I have to say this to Daniel, sadly, including the SDLP, named the Children's Park after someone linked to the murders at King's Mills. And now, this video that mocks the victims, their families and the soldiers.
Okay, I want to just fit in one more caller at this point. Daniel McCrossan and Danny Kennedy, thank you very much. Former councillor John Scott is on the line. John, your thoughts on what you've heard so far this morning on this programme and beforehand?
Thanks, Vinnie, for letting me on. Absolute disgust, Vinnie. But Barry McIlduff, we all know what he is. He plays the fool. He does this and he does that. He knew what he was doing. But worse than that, and there hasn't been that much said about it, Martin O'Muller, he had time to think about it. He had time to look at it. And for him to retweet it, he must have thought it was funny too.
Well, he had since apologised. So how would you treat that apology, John?
I would treat it with contempt. With contempt. He must have thought it was funny, Finny. He had time to think of what it was, and for him to retweet it, that was throwing it up again until all the victims.
Martin has withdrawn his retweet off what Barry had originally sent. He has apologised himself and he has retweeted Barry McIlduff's apology. But the question is for everyone, but especially people that vote for the likes of Barry or the likes of Martin, is that enough? And what outcome do you want to have from what happens later on today with that meeting? When will we hear from Sinn Féin's leader in the North, Michelle O'Neill? So far, nothing at all. We'll see you after your news at 10 o'clock.